For this Monday, September 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Week 6 of the high school football season this past week was played on Saturday due to poor weather conditions on Friday. The North Posey Vikings improved to 5-1 of the season thanks to a 48-0 win at home against Tecumseh. Vikings running back Jed Galvin had a monster day as he rushed for 241 yards on 22 carries and had 2 touchdowns. With Galvin's big day, he became the new career rushing leader in North Posey football history. North Posey will be at Forest Park for their Week 7 game this Friday evening. The Mount Vernon Wildcats also won their game at home on Saturday over Boonville 21-14. The Wildcats are now 4-2 on the year. Grant Lippe tallied 128 yards on the ground and scored a pair of touchdowns. Mount Vernon football travels to Heritage Hills this Friday night for their Week 7 contest. Now, coming up this evening here on Posey County Radio, it's both the Mount Vernon and North Posey Football Coaches Show. The Mount Vernon show can be heard from 5:30 until 6 on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck will talk with Wildcats head coach Justin Fisher live from United Fidelity Bank in Mount Vernon. The North Posey Football Coaches Show will also be from 5:30 until 6 on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher and Vikings head coach Waylon Schenk will talk live from Straw Scoops in Poseyville. Next week, postseason play will begin for high school boys and girls soccer teams, and yesterday the IHSAA released their sectional pairings. North Posey boys soccer will play in the Class 1A sectional at Forest Park, and the Vikings will play in the opening match of the sectional against Evansville Christian. Mount Vernon boys soccer will battle in the Class 2A sectional at Heritage Hills. The Wildcats drew a bye and will play the second match of the second night against Heritage Hills. North Posey girls soccer, they are in the Class 1A sectional at South Spencer, and the Lady Vikings drew the opening match of the sectional against Wood Memorial. Mount Vernon girls soccer participates in the Class 2A sectional, which is hosted by Bossy at the EVSC Fields. The Lady Wildcats also drew the opening match of the sectional and will face Bossy. North Posey girls basketball posted on Facebook that their youth basketball signups are this week. They will take place this Tuesday and Thursday night from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the North Posey High School Auxiliary Gym. We have shared a link on our Facebook page at Posey County Radio that contains more information from North Posey Lady Vikings basketball about their youth basketball for this upcoming season. Coming up this weekend in New Harmony at Harmony State Park, it is the Harvest Craft Fair. It will take place on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. There will be 100-plus craft vendors, concessions, food trucks, music, pioneer activities, bouncy houses, face painting, free kids' crafts, and more. The gate fee to Harmony State Park for this event still applies. It's $9 for out-of-state vehicles, $7 for Indiana vehicles, or you can use your annual pass. Family Matters of Posey County is encouraging the community to sign their children up for the 2024 Posey County Christmas Assistance Program. Applications are available at Family Matters, Posey County Trustees' offices, and many county churches. The application deadline is Friday, October 11th. Switching to professional sports from Sunday, Week 4 of the NFL regular season saw the Indianapolis Colts hang on for a 27-24 win at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson left the game in the first quarter with a hip injury, and backup quarterback Joe Flacco went 16-26 for 168 yards and threw 2 touchdowns. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 21 times for 88 yards and a score, but he left the game in the fourth quarter due to an ankle injury. Indy has won back-to-back games to improve to 2-2. They will be in Jacksonville on Sunday to face the Jaguars in Week 5. The Chicago Bears picked up a win at home yesterday as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-18. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was 17-23 passing for 157 yards and a touchdown. Chicago runs a record of 2-2 on the year, and they will be home on Sunday to battle the Panthers. The Packers' late comeback fell short in Green Bay on Sunday as they lost to their divisional rival, the Minnesota Vikings, 31-29. The Packers trailed 28-0 in the first half and outscored the Vikings 22-3 in the fourth quarter to make the game interesting. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, well, his arm was plenty loose on Sunday as he threw the ball 54 times, completing 32 of those passes for 389 yards. He also had 4 touchdown passes, but did throw 3 interceptions. Green Bay drops to 2-2, and they travel to Los Angeles on Sunday for a showdown with the Rams. The Cincinnati Bengals are winless no longer as they earned a victory at the Carolina Panthers yesterday, 34-24. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was 22-31 for 232 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. Cincy is now 1-3 and will welcome the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Finishing up with Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals closed out the regular season with a 6-1 win in San Francisco over the Giants. The Cardinals took 2-3 in the final series of the year and finished with a record of 83-79. The Chicago Cubs and Cincinnati Reds wrapped up the year by playing each other in Chicago, and the Reds took the finale on Sunday, 3-0 in 10 innings. The Reds went 77-85 this year, and the Cubs were 83-79. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, September 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.